out, maybe southeast a little bit. Adam Kraus over at Clear Lake. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Well, Adam, you're a director of the South Dakota Pork Producers as well as a big farmer of tomorrow, and we'll talk more about that. But how are things going over at the Kraus farm? You getting some of that harvest done, or you kind of stand still like everybody else?
You know, these last couple of days we're going to be in a standstill, but when the windows of opportunity are out there, we're certainly in the field, Chuck.
Well, you know, Hobo Day's coming up this weekend, and that could definitely make a thing on the attendance down there, couldn't it?
It sure could, one way or another. I'll listen to the game here on 570, or I'll be there at the game, hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Well, I know it's going to be fun. Well, Adam, let's talk about Pig Farmer of Tomorrow. That was given earlier in the year to you. Is that a newer award?
Yep, this is actually the second round of second year that they've had that award, Chuck. National Pork Board puts on that award just to kind of not only get some younger producers involved like myself and as far as some advocacy and different travel opportunities, but also to hit some of those social media avenues for more millennials and young consumers, more my age.
Now, your dad is farming over there, and are you involved with your dad's operation as well?
I am, yep. I'm an employee at a farm as of now, but learning the ropes and continuing to, you know, not only expand my operation, but also learn different avenues in rural agriculture as well.
And you may want to tell your mom and dad.
Yep, LaRon Kraus and Jolene Kraus are my parents.
And very active in not only the pork council, but I think, isn't your dad on the soybean, or is he in the corn?
Past soybean council representative and president, and he's also treasurer of the Corn Growers Association.
What I thought,
now,
yeah.
As well.
That's what I thought. Anyway, let's talk about your operation out there. What do you have as far as the hogs? Are they farrowing, feeding? What do you have?
Sure. So I'm a nursery contract grower. So what that means is when the pigs are 21 days old, right around that 14-pound mark is where we like to see them. They'll come to my barn and spend some time with me, 8 weeks. And then after that, they'll go on to a different barn known as a finishing barn. And I guess the main difference in those barns is just the way they're set up. They're set up more specifically for the specific size and the weight and the temperature, especially for those pigs and piglets.
So do they go between you and your dad's buildings then?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It kind of depends on the flow and how things are going as far as, you know, market loads for that week, as well as production at our sow farm as well. If they're feeling a lot of pressure, my pigs might go out a little earlier to a finisher barn to allow room for some of those piglets to come to me as well. So it all kind of depends on how things are going anywhere within our system.
Well, biosecurity is one big thing in the pork industry, and boy, you really have to move in hogs from one place to another. It takes a lot of extra work, doesn't it?
It does, yep. Our trucker is very good at his job as far as taking care of biosecurity. Each and every load, we do our best to make sure our trailer is clean and sanitized, keeping track of where we are and where we've been, and making sure we're not tracking anything from one farm to another. So prevention is the main goal of biosecurity.
Well, let's talk a little about this award. What did you have to do to get that? Did you have to go through any interviews or anything?
Yep, it was certainly a process, I guess. It's right around this time last year is kind of when I applied. It's an online application. A few, you know, essay questions in there, but mostly they just kind of want to know your background, not only on social media, but also in the public's eye, too, of how you plan to or how you've done in the past, speaking in favor of the pork industry and telling your story and what you do each and every day. So after that, that's the first round application, and after that, I did a video conference interview with a panel that was down at the National Pork Board office there in Ames, Iowa, Clive, Iowa. And after that, they selected their top three, and we were announced at Pork Forum last March.
And that's a great award. It's one to get you guys, keep you guys involved in the pork industry. And I guess you were talking about social media. The Pork Council has probably, or pork producers probably done more social media videos and podcasts and other things than any other industry out there. How are you involved in some of the social media?
I guess mainly is just keeping up with my page personally. I do my best to keep up on, you know, different things going on in the industry. Always having positive posts, never anything negative, so to speak. We try and correct the public in a positive manner rather than, you know, doing attacking posts and things like that. It just kind of sheds a different light on things. But also as I post on my personal page, other people are able to see that and share it. And the more people that see it or leave a comment or like it, the more boosts it gets on Facebook and different avenues such as that, and the more people that are able to see it. So just being out there, out in the open on the internet, can certainly shed a different light on in the public's eye.
How do you plan to use this award as time goes on as an award winner?
You know, mainly it, to me, Chuck, it wasn't necessarily an award. I saw it more as an opportunity and a way for me to grow myself as being able to speak at different events, as well as learn a little bit more about social media and how Facebook ticks and Instagram and all those other social media platforms. So it's certainly been a learning opportunity. I'm grateful for that and hope to use the skills and knowledge that I've learned this past year in the future.
Well, and it seems like the consumer, getting in touch with the consumers is so important in agriculture and especially in the pork industry. You have an ability at your age to do use some of the social media and other things to maybe contact some of these.
Yep, absolutely. I get questions, seems like at least once a week by someone. Maybe they're a friend of mine on Facebook or Instagram or social media, and sometimes they're not. And I just get pork questions here and there and do my best to answer them. So just being available and being out there for the public's eye and ear is certainly a different way than face-to-face to be able to make contact with our consumers.
Well, it's kind of nice. South Dakota's got a couple awards. Greenfield got the Pig Farmer of the Year award last year, and now you got Pig Farmer of the Future. So we've got those that have been in here, or tomorrow, I should say. So anything else on this? I know it's Pork Month, and eat pork. You can't. It's always good to grill pork, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the weather might not show it, but it's tailgate season, and instead of just hunkering down and sitting in the living room watching football, feel free to get outside and grill some pork.
And I guess pork is always a good meal. And anything special going on out at the South Dakota Pork Producers Council?
You know, you're hearing Stacy announce different things. We're just upping our advertising and making it known that, you know, October is Pork Month. A lot of people, it seems like they aren't aware of that. But other than that, just doing our best to promote our product, promote our industry, and promote our pig farmers.
And Pork Congress isn't that far away. It seems it's coming up, isn't it? I think it's January.
Yes, sir. Coming up in January, yep.
Well, Adam, we'll see you there. Maybe we'll talk to you again sometime. Thanks for joining us. And again, congratulations on your award for Pig Farmer of Tomorrow. And hope you get that harvest done, but go Jacks, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And that's Adam.